在这里要恭祝每一位母亲母亲节快乐。
First, I want to wish Happy Mother's Day to each and every mother in our midst.
但是你搞不好，我要为你们祷告，请做母亲的、做奶奶的、做姥姥的都站起来。
So I would like to pray for you to please stand up, those who are mothers, grandmothers.
我们一起祷告。
So let us pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father,
今天早上我们特别要为站在你面前的母亲祷告。
We specially pray for those mothers who are standing before you.
我们要为他们献上我们的感恩。
We offer our thanksgiving to you for them.
主啊，感谢你在过去的日子里。
We thank you for all the days in the past.
你恩待看顾我们每一个家庭。
That you have show your blessing to each of our families.
你把美好的福分赐给我们。
You gave all the good things to us.
每一个孩子出生之前，妈妈就等待他们的出生。
Our mothers are already expectantly waiting for each arrival.
孩子小的时候，妈妈就辛辛苦苦地养育他们。
And so mothers put in the labor of love in raising up the children.
保护他们，教导他们，管教他们。
Protecting them, raising them, and educating them.
天父，我们要为每一位母亲表示我们的感谢。
So we give you thanks for each of our mothers in our midst.
但愿天父赐福给站在你面前的每一位母亲。
We pray that you richly bless these mothers in our midst.
求你保护他们。
That you protect them.
求你赐给他们健康的身体。
That you grant them good health.
求你恩待他们。
And to be kind, show your kindness to them.
主啊，恳求你帮助每一位身为儿女的、身为丈夫的，能够好好的支持母亲和妻子。
And we also ask that you help each husband and children, to be supportive of their, wife and mother.
表示对他们的爱、关怀和感谢。
And to show them love, care and thanks.
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
We pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
箴言三十一章记载了两件事情。
Proverbs 31. There are two main themes in this proverb.
一位慈爱的妈妈给儿子的教导和一位贤惠妇女应该有的品德。
The first part of this chapter of Proverbs is about instruction that's given from a loving mother to her son. And the second half of this chapter is about the characters that a good woman should possess.
经文的第一节开头就讲到一个王，这个王名字叫做利木伊勒王。
And the first verse mentioned a king, King Nemuel.
他到底是谁呢？
And exactly who is this king?
整本圣经只有这个地方提到这个名字。
This is the only mention of this king in the whole Bible.
到底他是哪一个国家的王呢？
So exactly who this king was?
有的学者相信这是阿拉伯王，有的认为这是所罗门王。
Some scholars believe he is one of the kings of the Arabs, or others believe that was King Solomon.
今天早上我们的信息的重点不在这个王身上。
But the focus of our message today was not on King Nemuel, who he was.
乃是这位王的母亲。
But rather his mother.
我们要看他如何爱他的儿子利木伊勒。
We want to look at how, the mother loved his son, her son, King Nemuel.
我们以两方面来看这位母亲。
So we are going to look at it in two aspects.
第一方面我们要看是母亲对儿女的爱是从爱神开始。
The first is that the love for children started from the love for God.
利木伊勒王的母亲是一位怎样的母亲？
So what kind of a mother was the mother of King Nemuel?
她是一位心中有神的母亲。
She is a mother who has God in her heart.
她是一位当利木伊勒还没有出生的时候，他就敬畏神、爱神的母亲。
She feared God and loved God even before King Nehemiah was born.
我们怎样知道利木伊勒王的母亲是这样的一个母亲呢？
How do we know that?
我们可以从利木伊勒这个名字就可以看得出来。
And from the name, Nehemiah.
利木伊勒的意思是奉献给神的意思。
Because the name means dedicated to God.
对中国人来讲中国人跟以色列人的他们习惯都是一样的。
So there is quite a bit of similarity between the Chinese tradition and the Israelites.
以色列人起孩子的名字通常是根据父母的经历或者他的心愿。
There's a lot in naming a child that they name the child either based on the experience of the parents or on their expectation for the child.
比方说，在圣经里面，以西结的意思是愿神坚固这个孩子。
So for instance, the name Ezekiel means.May God strengthen this child.
以利亚的意思就是耶和华是我的神的意思。
Or the name Elijah means the Lord Jehovah God is my God.
利木伊勒王的母亲起利木伊勒这个名字表示了他对神的爱是何等的深刻，愿意把孩子奉献给神。
So the mother of King Nehemiah named him such.That show that the mother is loving God and wanted to dedicate her child to God.
母亲爱孩子。
So, as a mother loves a child,
母亲更爱神。
But she loved God even more.
有敬畏神的母亲带出来的孩子一般上是敬畏神的。
So, when a mother loves God much,Usually the child would grow up loving God as well.
我们中国人有一句话说，有其父必有其子。
Our Chinese saying is like father, like son.
我把它改换成有其母必有其子女。
But the same hold true, like mother, like children.
孩子小的时候，他的眼睛所看到的，他耳朵所听到的，大大的影响到他的一生。
Because what the child sees and hears at home influences how he makes decision as he grows up.
他们看父亲和母亲，他们也学父亲和母亲，父亲和母亲爱神的侍奉。爱神和他们参与积极的参与侍奉，他们是看在眼里的。
So the child will see how their parent, how his parents, serve God and love God, and he would learn that from observing them.
如果你要你的孩子将来跟神有美好的关系。
So if, as parents, you wish your children to grow up with a good relationship with God.
你今天就要有跟神有美好的关系。
You better have that relationship with God today.
弟兄姐妹，如果你愿意你的孩子每天都读圣经祷告，你就要从你自己做起，让孩子看得到。
If you want your children to grow up to love reading the word of God daily, then you better start it with yourself as well.
我们的孩子长大之后他们的一生的道路是受到他们是受到他们年幼的时候父母的影响。
So how the child would grow up and what path he'll take is heavily influenced by how he's trained and taught in the young age.
利木伊勒能够长大后成为一国的君王是有原因的。
So there's a good reason why King Nehemiah became a good king when he grew up.
因为他有一位爱主的妈妈。
Because he had a pious mother.
他有一位敬畏神的妈妈。
A mother who feared God.
神借着保罗告诉我们，提摩太小的时候就受到外祖母罗以及母亲有尼基心的影响。
So the Apostle Paul wrote about this so that we find out that Timothy the reason why Timothy grew up and became a good, God-loving young man is because of the influence of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要轻看我们做妈妈的。
So brothers and sisters, do not despise your position as a mother.
你的一举一动，你的言行举止是会影响到你的孩子。
Because every word and every deed that you have will have a great impact on your child.
我曾经听过这样的一个见证。
I've heard one testimony.
有一天有一位妈妈，她照例的把孩 当她的女儿从学校回来后，照例的就预备了午茶给孩子。
So one day the mother is taking her daughter home and she was preparing lunch for the daughter.
孩子吃完后照样打发女儿到房间去做温习功课。
So after lunch she sent the daughter to her own room to do her homework.
那一天 他刚好要上楼，就经过孩子的房间。And
then this day, she just happened to get past the door on her daughter's room.
他就突然间听到他的女儿在骂人。So
she overheard her daughter just yelling at somebody.
她就听女儿到底是跟在骂谁呢？
So who was she yelling at?
他再继续听下去的时候，他惊讶地发现他的女儿骂人的口气跟他骂女儿一模一样。So
as she listened more carefully, to her surprise, she heard that every word that the daughter used was the same words that she would use when she was yelling at her.
所用的字句是不应该是从小孩子的口里面出来的。So
some of those words should not have come out of the mouth from a young child.
于是她妈妈就看看到底她在骂谁。So
then she listened a little more to find out who she was yelling at.
她轻轻地开门，就从门缝那边就看到她的女儿面对着她的小狗。So
then she just cracked open the door a little bit and found out that the daughter was actually yelling at their dog.
弟兄姐妹，从那个时候开始，这位妈妈从小从现那个时候开始就不会再用任何不应该有的语气来骂女儿。So
from that day on, the mother stopped using all those words that she thought the daughter should not learn.
一位成功的妈妈 是一位在言行举止上成为好榜样的妈妈。So
a successful mother is one who set good example for the children both in words and deeds.
我再鼓励弟兄姐妹，因为我用红色的这个，我们要提醒我们。一位成功的妈妈是一位言行举止成为孩子榜样的妈妈。So
I'm using red letter on the slide to bring you attention, that this is very important. A successful mother is one who set good example for the children in both words and deeds.
第二点我们要看的是，母亲对儿女的爱是需要负起教养的责任。So
the second point we want to look at is that the love of the mother to children is expressed in raising them and instructing them as well.
爱是需要付代价。So
whenever we love, we also need to pay the cost.
母亲爱孩子，要负起教养孩子的责任。So
if a mother loved a child, she would take up the responsibility of raising the child.
第二节说，我的儿啊，我腹中生的儿啊，我喜宴得的儿啊，我当怎样教训你的？Verse
2 said, O my son, O son of my own womb, O son of my vows, how should I train you?
这节把母亲跟孩子的关系表达了出来。So
this verse really shows the relationship between the mother and the child.
因为他的话语，我的儿啊，重复 掉三次。
In that one verse, she repeated my son three times.
在希伯来文的文法上面，重复的文字我们是需要注意的。
So in the Hebrew, literature, whenever we see a phrase or words being repeated, we need to pay close attention to.
因为作者是要表强调他所要讲的话。
Because that shows emphasis of the writer.
作者要强调什么呢？
What does the writer want to emphasize?
他要强调母亲和儿子之间的骨肉之情。
So you want to emphasize the bloodline relationship between the mother and the child.
他是母亲的孩子，所以母亲要教养孩子。
Because this is her son, and therefore she must express her love in raising him.
因为他是从母腹里面生出来的。
And this is the son that she gave birth to from her womb.
所以他要教孩子。
And therefore she must raise him.
因为他是向神许愿得来的，所以母亲要教孩子。
Because this is a son that she prayed to God for and God answered, and therefore she will raise him.
弟兄姐妹，孩子从小就要教导。
So brothers and sisters, our children need to be instructed.
箴言二十二章六节说，教养孩子使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离。
Proverbs 22:6 says, train a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not turn away from it.
在我小的时候，在我的学校里面还有道德教育。
So, when I was young, when I was attending school, there was a morality class.
今天在美国的学校里面没有道德教育。
But that may be absent in your school today.
我们不能够把教育孩子的责任交给学校。
And we cannot hand that responsibility over to the school.
我们也不能把教孩子的责任交给儿童主日学的老师。
Or just hand it over to the Sunday school teacher.
因为主日学的老师最多一个礼拜跟孩子接触一次。
Because at most the Sunday school teacher have an hour with your child a week.
小孩子天天跟父母在一起。
But your children are home every day.
小孩子在家里面是要被父母教导。
So while your children are still at home, they should be instructed by parents.
弟兄姐妹，我们要培养我们的孩子有优良的品格。
So brothers and sisters, we must raise up our children to be of virtuous characters.
今天的孩子在品格教育方面是需要努力。
So, and there's much a long way to go.
比利时有一份杂志对60岁以上的长者做了这样的一个调查。
There was a survey that was run by a Belgian journal among people over the age of 60.
这个调查是问他们回顾自己一生感到最遗憾的十件事情。
The participants were asked to name 10 things that they regret most.
这调查发现 62% 的受访者认为其中一件很遗憾的事情就是对子女的教育不足。
And 62% of the participants answered that one thing that they regret in life was that they did not give sufficient attention to the raising up of their children. Or that they did not use proper means.
弟兄姐妹，对子女的教育不足，方法不当，会不会也是你我今日所遗憾的呢？
Can that also be some of the regrets you have?
或者是我们所面对的挑战呢？
Or is it a challenge that you're facing now?
弟兄姐妹，教养是今天每一个做父母的责任。
Brothers and sisters, raising up our children is a responsibility to each parent.
好多时候我们只注重在养，不注重教。
Now there are two aspects of raising. Oftentimes we just focus on raising or giving them what they need.
教养的责任就是到老也不偏离。
But there's also the train up the child so that he would not depart from it even when he's old.
利摩一人已经是成年人了，而且又是做了王，他的妈妈还是教导他。
This king Nemuel must be an adult and even a king, but even at that time, his mother still remembered to give him advices.
今天在中国人的社会当中，有多少已经是成家立业的孩子还在听父母的教导呢？
Now, how many of you who are already adults?Still would be willing to listen to your parents.
做父母的我们不应该凭着我们的怒气来教养孩子。
And another thing is that as parents, we should not train or instruct our children in our wrath.
乃是让我们的下一代走在当行的道。
But rather to train them up to the way that he or she should go.
什么是当行的道呢？
What is the way that he or she should go?
也就是应该有的道。
That's the way that's proper.
是对的，是正确的。
The right way, the correct way.
我们知道有一条当行的路。
And we know that the correct way.
然后教养自己的下一代走这条正确的道路。
And once we are on this way, we also instruct our next generation to follow the same path.
走这条好的道路，走一条应该走的道路。
And this is the way that he should go.
神的道，也就是神的话语，是我们应当教导给孩子的。
And that way is the way of God. And that's taught by the word of God.
我们应该以神的话语为人生的标准。
We must use the word of God as the standard for our life.
你是不是用这样的态度去教养你的孩子呢？
So is this the, how you set your mindset to teach your children?
如果我们不教，这个社会这个时代自然的就有很多人会代替我们去教。
If you neglect this responsibility, there are many in the society who willingly take up that slack.
这就是我们的下一代很危险的地方。
But that's where the danger comes from.
今天一时代所带来的挑战就是在道德上面堕落。
Because in this electronic age, there is a great challenge of the decline of morality in our next generation.
我们可以从电视、电脑方面就看到有好多不良的正观念正在影响我们的下一代。
There are many, many dangerous thoughts and ideas that will invade their mind through television, through computer, internet.
比方说最近我突然间看到有一箱烟出现在市场里面。
So in the e-market there is e-cigarette.
我看到一段中新闻，在美国某一些州，只要你认为你是男的，你就可以走进去女厕所啊。你只要你认为是女的，你就可以走进去女厕所。
So in some states of United States, what define whether you're a man or woman is whether you think you're a man or woman. So if you think you're a woman, you can walk into your woman's bathroom.
如果女生在女厕所里面突然间看到男生进去，你不要惊奇。
So don't be overly surprised if you are a woman and see a man walk into the woman's bathroom.
我们的孩子出生的时候在脑海里面是一张白纸。
So when our children are born, they may be a blank sheet.
他们的思想是纯洁的。
And they may have more pure mind.
在他们长大的过程当中，写在这张白纸上面的一切都会影响他们的一生。
But whatever is written into their mind, into this blank sheet, will influence how they make decisions.
写在这张白纸的字将成为他们的思想观念、价值观念。
And these writings on their blank sheet of their mind will eventually become their own mind and their own worldview.
请问是谁来写上呢？
But who do you wish to be the one writing on it?
是父母吗？
Would that be parents?
是老师吗?
Or teachers?
是电视节目吗?
Or the TV programs?
是我们孩子的朋友吗?
Or their friends?
我们要教什么呢?
So how shall we train them?
让我们读利木伊勒母亲的话，他的话可以分成三个部分。
So reading from the scripture passage today, we can see there are three parts of instruction that she gave.
第一，我们要教我们的孩子过圣洁的生活。
The first part is to teach our children to live holy life.
利木伊勒的母亲提醒他，不要将你的精力给妇女，也不要有败坏经文的行为。
So the first part of instruction in verse 3, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings.
今天的社会是一个道德败坏的社会。
In a society with a declining morality today,
这个社会对今天的年轻人实在是不利。
So there is a lot of advantage as youth growing up in this culture.
今天的学校教育不会教我们的年轻人过圣洁的生活。
So our schools today will not focus their instruction on our children living holy life.
学校多数是灌输孩子应该有的学识知识。
They may teach them the academic knowledge.
很少注重孩子的品格教育。
But not their character.
那么谁来教导他们呢?
So who should be the one to teach them character?
这就是父母应该有的责任。
And that's the responsibility before the parents.
弟兄姐妹，我们要教我们的儿女怎样做人。
So we should teach our children how to be man or woman.
我们今天的孩子们不懂得做人。
Because they have not been trained how to be a person.
人之间应该有正确的关系。
How to have the proper relationship or interaction with others?
我常常去探访，我到家里的时候，看到孩子，他见到年长的时候，他不会称呼。
So when I visit families, I often see the children who lack the proper respect for visitors that are elder.
我记得小的时候在家里面，我的爸爸妈妈所教导给我们的，看到长辈，不论他是谁，都要称呼他。
So because when I was young, our parents would teach us to address properly the someone who they come across who are older, whether they are relative or not.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是我们今天做父母应该有的责任。
And brothers and sisters, this is part of our responsibility as parents.
第二点，我们要教养我们的孩子，有神的话语在他的心里面。
And second part is to teach them the word of God.
利木伊的母亲提醒利木伊的喝酒不相宜。
So it's, King Nemuel's mother reminded him that he should stay sober.
为什么利木伊勒不宜喝酒呢?
Why should he need to stay sober and not drink?
原因是喝酒之后神志不清。
Because drinking will mess up your mind.
因为他就会忘记律例。
And then you will forget God's rules.
做父母的应该做父母的有责任教导我们的孩子，把神的话语教导给他们。
So as parents, we have the responsibility to help our children to keep the word of God in their heart.
生命记第六章第四到第九节，我们请林医生帮我们念。
So the Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 through 9. So I'm going to read in English. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates.
基督徒的父母最基本的责任是要带领孩子从年幼的时候就认识神。
So one of the responsibility as Christian parents is to lead your children to the Lord even when they were young.
我们不只要言教，还要身教。
Not only by words, but also by how we act.
我们要以身作则，把你的信仰活在家里，活在生活当中，活在孩子的面前。
So through our deeds, living our faith in front of our children,
我们首先要先爱主，我们要先经历主，才能够帮助我们的儿女也爱神、敬畏神。
But we must first love God and experience God's life in us before we can do that for our children.
当孩子小的时候，多教导儿女圣经的故事和真理。
So when they were young, teach them what's taught in the scripture, both the stories and the and the truth.
我们要培育儿女灵命成长。
To cultivate their spiritual life.
像当有一天我们的儿女能够来到你的面前，告诉你们说，爸爸妈妈，我已经相信和接纳耶稣基督为我的个人的救赎和生命的主。弟兄姐妹，你的教养已经成功了一半了。
So if you get to the day when your children come before you and say, Father or Mother, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, then you are halfway there.
当我们的孩子来到我们的面前告诉我，我愿意将我的一生的道路奉献给神。80% 你是成功的。
So when your children would tell you that I have dedicated my life to God, then you are about 80% there.
一位成功的孩子不是把孩子带到名校，不是把孩子带到一间著名的大学里面毕业能够有高官的位置坐。
So what we define success in raising children is not just bringing them to be able to get into famous university, prestigious job and high salary.
我看到好多在名校毕业的年轻人，他们虽然他们是很聪明，他们有很好的知识，可是他们在道德上面他们是败坏的。
I've seen many graduates from the prestigious institutions, even though they are smart, they are successful in their field of study, but they have trouble in their moral life.
一个成功的父母就是他的目标就是注重在把孩子带到神的面前，让他能够得到神，让他的一生由神来带领。
But a successful parent would focus on leading their children to God and let God lead the rest of the way.
第三点，我们要教孩子什么呢？
And the third part of the teaching,
我们要教孩子公正的判断。
How to make correct judgment.
利木伊勒的母亲提醒利木伊勒，你当开口按公义判断，为困苦和穷乏的摒弃。
So this mother reminded King Nemuel to speak up and judge fairly and defend the rights of the poor and the needy.
换句话说，母亲要利木伊勒王公正行事。
So the mother reminded King Nemuel to act righteously.
特别是他要利木伊勒王能够分别是非，明白什么是正，什么是误。
And to remind him to make good judgment and discernment, to know what is right and what's wrong.
在这个黑白不明的时代里面，错对错不分的时代里面，我们更要有责任教导我们的孩子什么是正，什么是误。
And in the age where black is white and right is wrong, as parents, we have even more responsibility to instill that sense of discernment into our children.
但愿神祝福在座的每一个做母亲的。
May God bless each and every parent in our midst.
我们能够做一个 有父起神教给我们托付给我们教养责任的父母
that we can take up the responsibility that God has given us to raising up our children
让我们学习我们天天的跪在神的面前为孩子们祷告
and learn to be on our knees daily to pray for our children
愿神祝福我们
and may God bless